This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, September 27, 2009. Confessing our sins. The scripture is James 5, verse 16. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other. At a seminar for ministers in Colorado, we were asked to tell the person standing across from us one of our most intimate experiences, or to confess a sin in our lives that we had never yet confessed. The person standing across from me was a professor from the seminary I had attended just a few years earlier. He looked at me and said, "I don't want to tell you, and you don't want to tell me." Sometimes later, when we discussed that experience, he said wisely, "Some things were never meant to be disclosed in public because they are too personal to be shared with anyone else." When James urges us to confess our sins to one another, he's not saying we should tell all in front of everyone. But the truth remains that confession is good for the soul. Of course we have to confess our sins before God and ask His forgiveness. Unconfessed sin creates a barrier between us and God. But James also recognizes the power of confession within the Christian community. Believers need to make things right with those they've offended. And often the weight of our guilt is eased when we share our burden with a trustworthy friend or spiritual counselor. The power of their prayers and their words of assurance, offered in Christ's name, can help to quiet our restless, guilt-ridden souls.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.